So if thoughts distract us while we are chanting and focusing on Krishna, yeah, we don't have to have unrealistic expectations. It's like, you know, if a mother tells a child, you sit here. Now, you can't expect the child to sit there peacefully. Child may go here, child may go there. So the mother may be doing some other work, but she'll keep an eye out. Okay, what is my child doing? And the child goes somewhere else, she'll bring the child back. So like that, our mind is like a child. Now, sometimes, basically, we use different metaphors for understanding things. So sometimes we treat the mind as an enemy, very dangerous. That's fine. It's a good metaphor to use for recognizing the danger that the mind can get us into. But then, if the mind is an enemy, we may be able to kill the enemy. But the mind is not killable. We have to live with the mind. So when we have to deal with the mind, another useful metaphor is like a child. So a child may go here, child may go there, child may sometimes do dangerous things also. So what the mother has to do is keep an eye. So like that, Krishna also says in 6.26, yato yato nischarati manas chanchalam asthiram tatastato niyamyai tadasmanye vashamnayat. So he uses the adjective to describe the mind as chanchala. Chanchala is often an adjective used to describe children. Chanchala, restless. So Krishna says the mind is chanchala. And what should you do? Tatastato niyamyai. Whenever yato yato nischalati, whenever the mind wanders, bring it back under control. So Krishna says, don't expect that the mind will be controlled, and don't become angry because the mind is not controlled. So between the two extremes, one is this unrealistic expectation that the mind will be controlled. The other is the frustration that the mind is not in control. Between them is the realistic attitude. That, okay, the mind is going to wander. Let me bring it back. Let me bring it back. And by that, gradually the focus will increase. This is the child grows up, the child also understands, okay, I have to study. This is important. Child will grow up. So like that, the mind will also grow up gradually. We can't, just as we cannot accelerate the growth of a child, similarly, we may not be able to accelerate the growth of the mind. The mind will take its time. And during that time, we have to be watchful. Does that address the question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.